So hi, Miss Kara. How are you doing?
Tired, but here, good.
Yeah, I like that song there because it reminds me of my clothing issue. See, back in the old days, I bought my very first pair of bell bottoms the exact day that they went out of style.
Were they black?
No, they were just like blue jean bell bottoms. And so, you know, like when something's out of style and you wear it to school, kids can be pretty harsh. So, I got them the same exact day that they went out of style, man. Wore them to school and ha ha ha, you know, it's funny, right? So I figured, you know, when it comes to mixing clothes, instead of wearing like plaid with stripes or, you know, Mom used to dress me kind of funny back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that song, Back in Black, you know, I've been in black. I wear black clothes all the time because it goes with anything.
Can't mismatch.
Yeah, can't mismatch it. You could throw a checkered shirt on, a striped shirt, a polka dot shirt. It'd all blend in right there with the black.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, hey, it's a win-win situation. So, anyway, what are we doing here?
The Music with Kara Hour.
Cool. Where are we starting?
Judas Priest, the Green Man Alishi.
Oh, Judas Priest. You can never go wrong with Judas Priest. That's a good band. All right, let's get on it. Back in Black, that was cool. So you like my story about the bell bottoms?
I still like bell bottoms. I'd wear them.
Well, now you can get by with it. Everything, yeah, I swear, man. Even I bought me a pair of cowboy boots so I could blend in with the cowboys. They had a big old eagle across the front. Got laughed out of school.
Nope.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. So, you know, my clothing, my fashion skills, they sucked. Anyway, let's get to the song.
Thank you.
He's asleep at the wheel. He's too busy thinking about food.
I made some food last night and I want it now.
What kind of food did you make?
It was like an Alfredo pasta with broccoli and peppers and garlic and beef.
Alfredo? You like that Alfredo, don't you?
It's good.
What are we doing here?
Bleed the Freak by Alice in Chains.
Bleed the Freak? That sounds kind of rude.
It does.
You know, they had this thing back in the old days in order to, like, somebody got sick, they would, like, cut them and they'd bleed. They'd think that they was bleeding out the sickness.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's a good thing that I wasn't back in them days. I would stay away from doctors. Doctors were hacks. Well, they're not much better today, but...
At least they're not just cutting you open.
Yeah!
Go do it then.
So if you got sick, they would do this thing called bleeding, where they'd bleed you out a little bit and try to get rid of the sickness. That's ridiculous, man. What if you bleed to death?
Well, dang, you're not sick anymore,
but
that's...
You must have been real sick. Sometimes I question what must be going on in your mind. There's no such thing as edible deodorant.
Well, I thought you said white chocolate.
Not white chocolate. Chalky. Chalky. You know, whenever you put this deodorant on and then later on you take your black shirt off and it's all got this
white
pit smear on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where the edible deodorant portion came from. I asked her if she liked clear or the chalky deodorant.
I heard chocolate.
Yeah, she heard white chocolate. No.
Definitely not that one.
So I don't know if I want to venture inside your brain to see what's happening. It's strange. So anyway, where are we going now?
We're going to Outshine by Soundgarden.
Outshine. Okay. Well, there you go. You just outshined me on the edible deodorant. That's mind-blowing. Well, I suppose if you develop it and patent it, you might be able to sell it because people buy weird stuff these days.
People love white chocolate. They might want to smell like
it. Yeah, white chocolate deodorant. Nope. All right, let's go. man. I had something intelligent to say, but I can't remember what it was.
It'll come to you later.
All right. Well, so where are we going with the next song here?
It's Stargazer by Mother Love Bones.
Oh, it just came to me. That band name, it just freaks me out. Can you say Mother Love Bone 10 times in rapid succession without laughing?
Probably not. I think I get all tongue-tied.
I don't know where they come up with these band names, but this is something else, man. Anyway, so this is Stargazer, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, is it a good one?
I like it.
You like it. But you don't know if it has any meaning or significance to it?
It does.
You gonna enlighten anyone? Nope. Just listen to the song and enjoy. All right, here we go.
Anything I've ever seen.
so I got a computer acting ridiculous.
Yeah, it looks like it's not doing anything.
Yeah, I need to smash it. Anyway, so where are we going next?
Just a Girl by Pearl Jam.
Just a Girl by Pearl Jam. That sounds like a good one. All right. Any significance about this song?
It's good.
It's good.
Very good.
All right, here we go.
With nothing in common, with no pride.
Did you do a woo thing in there? Woo! So, where are we going now?
Gutter Ballet by Sabotage.
Gutter Valley?
Gutter Ballet.
Oh, Gutter Ballet. I got questions about that, but I'll ask you later.
Okay.
Reality.
Ta-da! So all you gotta do is reach down there on the back of the computer and yank that plug out, that power cord, and just crash it all.
I like the whole smashing the computer.
Well, so. I guess that would work too, but I don't want to use it for a minute.
It doesn't really fix the problem.
No. You know how many computers I threw out in the road because I was frustrated because they didn't work the way that I wanted to? People thought I was crazy.
But it was fun, right?
Yeah.
For a minute.
We got rid of the frustration. So anyway, where are we going now?
We're going to Whitewater by Caius.
Cool. I went to push a button and I don't know what it was. Now I know. Okay, there we are. That's back up. Whitewater by who?
Caius.
Caius. That's another weird band name. Whitewater. Is that like rafting?
See, I don't know. I don't know if they're talking about the desert or if they're talking about water.
I think there was a conspiracy or something like that happened back in the day called Whitewater.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe they're singing about that.
Maybe.
It's either that or blowing down the rapids in a raft that has a leak in it. You ever been in one of those blow-up rafts?
I don't think so.
I ain't never been in one where I didn't get my butt wet.
I think I have it like Worlds of Fun.
Yeah, they leak all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Very interesting. It kind of reminded me of being at a rock concert.
Yeah. It was jammy.
Yeah. Alright, so now what?
This is the last one before the mystery song.
The last one before the mystery song. Tell them what they get if they guess the mystery song.
Free drinks and snacks from their own refrigerator.
Yeah, so this is not the mystery song. You will know when the mystery song comes around. But if you guess the mystery song, the name and the band, you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no cheating, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I want some Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. And then I tried to tell you about Jabba the Hutt on Star Trek, and there was another one, Spaceballs. I think it had Pizza the Hutt.
I don't think I ever saw Spaceballs.
I don't know, but it was this big blob that looked like Jabba the Hutt, but he had like pepperonis and stuff and cheese dripping off his face.
Ew.
It's disgusting. Ew. Anyway, well, I guess we better get into the song. Yep. Stay tuned for the doggone mystery song, man. Women, all y'all. Anyway, here we go.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Trip.
and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That's right. That's what you'll get if you don't guess this next song. This next song is a thrasher. It's a basher. It's a mosh pit in the works. You know, it's like an epic proportion mosh pit. You know, kick 'em, smash 'em, thrash 'em, bash 'em, all that kind of stuff. So prepare yourself for it. But either way, if you guess this doggone song coming up next, this mystery song number 10, then you get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. But if you don't guess this song, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. Good luck, everybody. First one, put it in there in the chat room, wins an all-expense trip to their refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Peace and love. You've been listening to Music with the Care Hour.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.